السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Respected brothers, today is, as we know, December 25th, and more than 3 billion Christians throughout the world are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. One of the largest religion people are practicing, and look how they are misguided, and how much we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us Hidayah and granted us this wealth of Iman, that we believe in only one Allah. If you ponder and think, they are celebrating the birth of their God. Logically, how a person can be a God when he was born, when he is muhtaj to get birth? This is the first evidence that Jesus was not the God. He was born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified, as far as Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, that Kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, walam yulad, walam yakullahu kufuwan ahad. That, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking you about my lineage. Tell them, Kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allah is the one. Allahu samad, He is independent. He is not begotten, he is not begotten, he is not begotten, he is not born from someone. He gave no birth to anyone. So, and he doesn't have any khandan or any kufu or any family lineage. Not whatsoever. Because it is against of the godness that God can be born and is muhtaj for something. He cannot be a God. So, and that second thing, my brothers, we have to understand that they are celebrating this December 25th at the date of birth of Jesus Christ, which is totally baseless. It was only became legal in America in 1870. In June 1870, the federal government has declared December 25th as the birthday of Jesus. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was born, you know, like more than 2,000 years back. Between him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is about 570 years of gap. He was the last Rasul of Bani Israel. And then after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born about 570 years after the Isa alayhi salam was taken away to the heaven. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Now is 1500 years passed already, right? So they only legalized the date of birth of Jesus in 1870, and before that there was no even thought of the December 25th. And in any Bible, if you study, there is no verse of the Bible stated or mentioned that Jesus was born in month of December. Some of them say that he was born on January 6th. Some of them said it was born on March 27 or 28. Some of them claim that he was born in November 18. So there are different of opinion with regard to birth of Jesus. They just made it to collaborate the Roman pagan holiday they used to celebrate on December 21st and December 22nd. And that day used to be the birth of God's son. They used to worship the sun as a god, and in the beginning of the spring or summer season, they used to celebrate the first day of spring, and it used to be on December 22nd. So they collaborated with December 25th, let's celebrate together the birth of Jesus. So this is how, you know, this December, this Christmas has came into existence, and look at how many people are celebrating throughout the globe. Now, we as the Muslims, our iman cannot be completed until we believe that Isa alayhi salam as one of the Rasul of Allah. We have to believe in him. We are more close to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's teaching compared to the Christians. We believe Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was born as one of the Rasul of Allah. There are five. The Rasulullah has mentioned that more than 124,000 prophets came in this world to guide the mankind. Amongst those, there were five very steadfast, Ulul Azm, prophets of Allah. Amongst this whole group of prophets, five were very high and lofty position they had among the prophets. And those five Ulul Azm and steadfast prophets were Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and our beloved Rasul Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So look at how high rank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted Isa alayhi salam. He was one of those five Ulul Azm prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the name of Isa alayhi salam in the Holy Quran about 25 times. As the name of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only mentioned 5 times in the whole Quran. The whole Quran was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his own name was mentioned only 5 times in the Holy Quran. As the name of Isa alayhi salam was mentioned 25 times. Why? And there was a special chapter, a special surah. You know, the name with the surah on the name of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, Suratul Maryam in 16th chapter. And in that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned the birth of Isa alayhi salam in detail, in minute detail, how Jibril salam came to Maryam alayhi salam and how he blow on her chest and how she got pregnant without men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show his kudrat and power. That's why in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified, إِنَّ مَسَلَ عِيسَىٰ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالْ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. The example of Isa alayhi salam is they are claiming he is son of God, but look at what Quran is clarifying. Quran is saying, إِنَّ مَسَلَ عِيسَىٰ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ. The birth of Isa alayhi salam is exactly like the birth of Adam alayhi salam. خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam with his own qudrat and power from the sand. فَقَالْ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. And through his qudrat and power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be, and he became. He became alive. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qudrat and power to create the human being without father and mother, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, then the second example, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam was created from Adam alayhi salam without, you know, mother, right? Now there was a third example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show. As Allah is able to create the person without father and mother, he can create the person without mother. Now this is the third example. Look at the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can create the person without a father, in which was Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why in the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention any woman's name, because the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the woman folk is very high and lofty position. They are aura, they are hidden, you know, respectful personality. That's why always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, you know, the name with the name of father, I mean with the name of husband. But only in the case of that, like Imra'atu Fir'aun, Hazrat Asiya, Imra'atu Nuh, Imra'atu Lut, like that. The wife of Nuh alayhi salam, wife of Lut alayhi salam, wife of Fir'aun. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the whole Quran, but he never mentioned the name of the woman. But only the name was mentioned in the whole Quran was the name of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu salam.
And in most of the places, it's about in 13 surah from Surah Al-Baqarah to Surah Al-Saf. Surah Al-Saf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, you know, about more than 80 ayat of the Holy Quran, highlighting the whole, you know, birth of in life of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in detail. So in some of the places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Isa ibn Maryam, Isa ibn Maryam, Isa ibn Maryam. Isa is not son of God, but is son of Maryam alayhi salam. To clarify this claim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned name of Maryam alayhi salam, name of mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Holy Quran. So they should not believe him as the son of God. Rather, he was the son of Hadrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. And my brothers, Allah, you know, the moment Hadrat Isa alayhi salam was born, and when Maryam alayhi salam brought him to the people, to his people, society, and they start accusing and blaming and giving the bad name to Maryam alayhi salam, that anna laki hada, how you can have a son, that you are not married, how you got it. So Isa, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, as Jibreel alayhi salam instructed her, that you should keep quiet, you should say, I am fasting, and just indicate towards your son. So same exactly she did when they started questioning and asking and accusing her. She asked, my son. And immediately from the cradle, that was the first miracle of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he started speaking to the crowd. He said, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِي الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا إِنَّمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. All the ayat of the first ayat, the first word, first sentence uttered by Isa alayhi salam is clarifying, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, I am not son of God. I am Abdullah, I am the servant of God. I am the servant of God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me book from the beginning. So he was the only Nabi or Rasul of Allah who spoken in his childhood from the cradle. And he was the only Nabi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him from the beginning and granted him Injil from the day one. قَالَ إِنِّي Abdullah آتَانِي الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. Allah Ta'ala made me prophet and Nabi from the childhood. And towards the end in Surah Al-Saf, he clarify again. وَإِسْقَالَ عِيسَ مَرْيَمْ قَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. That, O Bani Israel, don't regard me as son of God, but I am the Rasul of Allah. I am the messenger of Allah towards you people. And I'm following the same statement, same the book was in front of me, meaning Torah. And I have Injil to guide you people. Believe in me as a Rasul of Allah, but not as a son of God. So in so many ayat in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so clear that Isa alayhi salam was not son of God, but rather he was one of the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second claim, when they say he was crucified, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah clarified it, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ بَرَّفُوا اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. That they did not kill him, they did not crucify him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away him to the heaven. He is still alive. He started preaching at the age of 30, then within 3 years, at age of 33, this incident took place and he was taken away. And inshallah, he will descend, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, that he will come back prior to the Yawmul Qiyamah. He will kill the Dajjal, he will break the cross, and he will kill the pig. And he will put up the jizya in tax, and he will spread the, you know, peace on the world. He will rule over the world. He will live for 40 years. He will get married, according to one riwayat, he will get married twice. He will have two wives and seven children. Then he'll perform Hajj, then he will die in the Madinah Munawwara, and people will bury him next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, me and Isa alayhi salam will stand up on Yawmul Qiyamah from our grave together with Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar radiallahu anhu. So there are three graves in the Rawza Mubarak in Madinah Munawwara, and fourth place is empty for the grave of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. That's how close Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is with us. Our iman can be not completed without believing in Isa alayhi salam. We have so much of detail with regard to the life of Isa alayhi salam compared to the Christian. we even know exactly where he's going to die and where he will be buried. And we can see the place next to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mubarak in Madina Munawwara. Nevertheless, one last point, my brothers, we have to understand that, you know, in these days, our Muslim brothers or people living in this society, they also reply because they say, Merry Christmas, and we also reply in the same manner. Ulama have given the fatwa that we should not utter this word. It is not permissible for the Muslim, because what they believing by Merry Christmas, they believing the God was born today. And if you say the same word, replying them back, our colleague, co-workers, friends, neighbors, it means we are participating in their faith. It should not happen. So instead of replying the same way, out of courtesy, we should say, enjoy your holidays, have a good days, God bless you. Or best dua we can make for them, a dua of the hidayah. May Almighty Allah guide you. May God bless you. May God guide you. So we should say this kind of generic sentence, generic words, instead of replying same word as the Merry Christmas. May Allah give us